Okay, so I guess that's one differentiating point to this patient, which would be situation A, paclitaxel, you're going to get Decadron. Situation B, NAB, you're not. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also the drug can be given much more rapidly.
Rapidly. So the infusion time would be how long?
15 minutes.
Okay. And I guess the other thing was situation A, paclitaxel, you're going to get antihistamines.
Mm-hmm.
Situation B, yes, you're not, because you don't need that with the Abraxane because there's no crema for. Again, without any preceding diabetes, just average healthy woman in her 60s, what would you tell her to expect if she was going to get the problems she might encounter with both the Decadron and the antihistamines that might be avoided?
The immediate lethargy from the antihistamines is obvious.
Is that something that most people mind? Or does it create practical problems with driving and stuff?
It varies. Well, it is a practical problem, yes, that you really don't want to take a chance with a person driving. I think the corticosteroids are a slightly larger issue in the sense of causing hypomania, of the diabetic effects of it, of the potential cushionoid effects, although one can many times diminish the use of corticosteroids if they're on a weekly schedule.
When you say hypomania, what about just plain insomnia? How often does that occur?
I would characterize that as part of it.
And how bad is it with the typical pre-medications we use?
It varies tremendously. A lot of these things are very individualized, but it can be rather severe in some patients.
So does it last for nights?
No. It's usually a day or two.
A day or two. I guess the other issue there with the NAB, as you mentioned, would be the shorter infusion time. How much of an impact does that have? Again, busy woman like this, trying to keep her job going, et cetera. How much time does it actually turn into that they save?
I think it's a significant amount of time. First of all, it's not just the infusion for that individual patient, but as practices are rather busy and as the combinations we're using are getting more and more complicated and the infusions are longer and longer, the actual chair time per patient is becoming more valuable. And therefore, rather than have that person wait, you can get that type of person in and out much more quickly.